Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary taste with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Fly, oh, to be a fly. Fly, fly, come and be a fly on the wall.
Hello there. Our house is a used condom. Come on in. Welcome to Fly on the Wallin', where two contraceptives are just trying to prevent the worst from happening. We're here to share our stories of dating, parenting, and what happens when you record it all for the world to see. Where the hell have you been coming up with these? They're getting better each week.
I like write them late at night when you're snoring beside me and you're so loud I can't go to sleep. Man, Amber.
You've been beating me to sleep, so I don't even want to hear it.
Beating? I never hit you. I've never hit you in my entire life.
The first to go to sleep.
Thank you. Clarify that.
I want to clarify for the listeners.
Like beating someone till they go to sleep? That's messed up.
It is.
That's like some boxing stuff. That's some Mayweather. He beats people till they go to sleep.
Got it. Well, you've been knocked out most nights.
Yeah.
And then I come up. So I don't want to hear it from you. My snoring isn't that bad still.
Yeah. You know, people on the internet say you should really go to the doctor.
Me? They haven't heard me.
Yeah. Well, I filmed you a couple of times going to sleep. Remember that one time I filmed Amber? By the way, should we reintroduce ourselves every time? Like, I'm Ben. This is Amber.
Oh, you can. Yes. Well, maybe for the record, because, you know. Well, I'm Amber.
Yeah, and
comedian,
I'm Ben.
Comedian, host, bad bitch. And this is my amazing husband, Ben.
Yes. But I did record. I'm also her cinematographer. So sometimes I record her, and I record her sleeping with our baby. And her arm was sort of like holding her very tightly on the couch. And it looked like the baby could have fallen, but would not have. I was there.
Got it.
And you were snoring loudly. And some of the comments on that was like, oh, you know, I struggled with the same thing. I realized, you know, it can get better if you go to the doctor.
Well, people, it's so interesting. Since we're kind of already talking about the internet, let's take it there. People on the internet are really helpful. They try to help you with tons of things, but it feels like overload. It's like nobody's going to be absolutely perfect, but you'll do a video and they'll be like, sis, I know that this video was about toothpaste, but like, I really am a nail tech. Here's my info. I really am a makeup
girl. Unrelated.
Like, I see that your carpet's dirty. I know this great carpet cleaner in LA that could come out to the house. It's like everything in my house is not going to be perfect. This is not a set. So people offering advice about my snoring, like, sure. Sometimes the internet has good advice about things, and you do, but sometimes it's like, I'm just recording this from my bed. I have not brushed my teeth. I am not putting on a bra. I think that is actually why this video is doing well, because this is what we all look like when we wake up.
Yes, every one of us.
Right.
And when we're born.
That as well.
We're not born in makeup. Well, we're all born naked and the rest is drag.
Yes,
right?
Yes. I just feel like there. I mean, somebody's going to tell me now. They're like, girl, like I can see that plug in the back of that video. It's like, I know this is a studio. This is a two-person team. We do not have a sound guy.
One of our camera setups right now has the other camera in it.
Sure does. Let me. You must have not. Well, it looks like it's more towards me. So why don't you move it that way?
No, I'll move it. Turn it that way. No, it doesn't matter because you'll crop it. You'll crop it anyway.
Oh, I was talking about this camera here. I didn't know you were talking about this camera. Both cameras can see cameras in them.
Oh man, this is a. You'll have to crop it and fix
move
it in post.
That's great.
All right.
Okay, that camera's
damn.
Great.
Wow. So one of the great things about podcast production is that it's really helpful to have someone be behind the scenes for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not our current situation.
Because your phone gave out a short. So that's why this charger.
So there's a phone charger going through. It's sort of a hot mess.
I just want to let listeners know, like, we are never going to get it right. Something's going to be crunchy. The audio, the talent.
Your face.
Our acne, my ponytail's gonna fall off. Something is going to be crunchy, so I hope y'all just stay along for the crunchies. Speaking of crunchies, so Ben, you've had your own TikTok for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, many weeks.
And you can post whenever you want. You don't have to run it by me.
Benfluencer is out the gate. It is.
Yeah, we're jumping right into our hashtag influence segment where we talk about our lives as creators. We're typically talking about, you know, me and then you, your proximity to me. So I would love to hear how it's been with you just like creating content on your own and maybe so, like having followers and all of that. Talk
so here's the thing. I, as y'all can see, I'm wearing a nice little shirt. Last episode, I was wearing a nice little shirt. A few weeks ago, I went to a block party and I came out with a whole fit.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking great. I used to not care anything about fashion, right? It was socks, sandals, maybe pants or shorts, mostly just underwear. Mm-hmm. Or if it was pants or shorts, no underwear. So that's what I'm about. Laid back. You know,
come as you are,
and I'm like that with everybody. But Amber says your white privilege allows you to do that and not be judged. So
yeah, you'll walk into church with some slides and be like, "Yeah, y'all,
I'm
y'all
here
go
for the
respect
Lord."
Me, right?
Yeah, like this, Christ was dirty, and he was walking around working as a carpenter. I mean, Christ like,
has
literally
some
had dirt
on his fingers.
Yeah, sawdust on his. He was walking. He didn't have a car. He didn't have a horsey. He was walking, he had dirt on his feet, it was all nasty.
A horsey, right.
So, I mean, he didn't even get a horse, he got a donkey.
An ass.
He rode an ass. So, if Christ can do that, right, and still be this amazing person, how much should everyone else? Right?
Okay.
So, that being said, being an influencer has now made me more aware of what I wear, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, if I'm wearing a sweater by maybe a company that is a supporter of a politician that I don't appreciate, that I think is evil in the world. And I wear that because my mom got me this said sweater,
not
hypothetically.
Because of the evil, but she was like, oh, this is on sale.
Yeah, this is on sale. I have to be more aware of what I'm wearing, right?
If I
participate in fast fashion that does not pay workers equitably, I am now like you have a platform.
Yes,
and you
you're
start,
about
so
the optics.
I'm
of
a
it.
Little, there's an optic, but then there's also a sexiness involved as
sexy.
Well. Like if I dress well, more people see me, and then it affirms my self image.
So you've been reading comments, and then
of course, like then, oh yeah, it's like Ben dresses like wild, you know. And I'm
did somebody say that?
That's like a thing. That Wilde and Ben dress alike.
I've seen comments, obviously, like, I'm not an idiot, but I try my best to, like, avoid them as much as possible.
Yeah, and they mean it to be funny, and, like, I'm like, yeah, but also maybe I should, like, I can dress nice. So I've started to declare a little bit more about fashion.
They're getting to you.
Right, yeah, because, you know, there's nothing that will make you more insecure than being an influencer.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. I mean,
I didn't care about fashion until people started noticing that I didn't have any.
Yeah, and well, I will say, for those of you who are maybe considering like one day moving to LA or whatever, there's so much happening here. So sometimes you're like, the three little shirts I'd had in my closet actually won't work for these five events that I have coming up. So I do need to sort of like buy some new stuff, and maybe I can just find my own personal style in that. Yeah. Like, I know my personal style has changed a lot since I've been here because, you know, just having to go to more things and wanting to wear something that says a little bit about who I am and what's right. My story and my personality.
See, I like that. I like that. I like finding a company that represents who I am.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, laid back, chill. That's who I am, and I like to skateboard or something. So I found a great company called The Quiet Life that's sort of a skateboarding-esque company, and they have a showroom in Highland Park, and I've been going there and getting, like, very incredible, like, chill, like, laid-back clothes. So that's sort of what I've sort of leaned into now, where I want to find my own fashion, where before I used to not care.
And it was me being like, please put on a nice shirt. We're going to meet my parents for dinner. Like, please don't wear a graphic tee.
Yeah.
Whereas now you're kind of like, I can kind of see how.
Yeah, I can wear a nice shirt if I pick it out and it's my own. It's got the material I like, the relaxation that I appreciate. So, I don't know. That's been a huge change for me.
Just like reading the comment section of the style find. Speaking of style, one of your collars is up.
Oh, see, but that's me.
Oh, that's you. Okay, leave it up.
Like, have one up and one down.
Leave it up then.
You know, this could become like a symbol for something.
Doing shit half-assed. That's the symbol. I don't care what you do with your collar. I wanted you to know, because I'll be saying like, Ben, how do I look? You're like, you look great. And my friend's like, girl, you got lipstick all on your teeth. I'm like, I thought my man had my back, but guess not.
Listen, I got your back. Doesn't mean I have your teeth.
That's true. So what is it like on your, you can be as honest as you want, on your mental health, just seeing comments when you didn't see them before? Because that was a struggle for me at first, and I was like, oh, mute all notifications.
Yeah.
This is how I'll sleep at night.
All notifications are muted. I like reading them because they're sort of funny. And I think you said this, sometimes you read comments as if they're commenting on someone else.
Yeah, they were like, damn. I was like, damn, they ate that bitch up. Oh, it's me. I am that bitch. Got it.
I think it's just funny because sometimes I present myself that is not, it's like a fabrication of myself, but it was like a copy and paste of myself, so it's not truly who I am. So I like use the word pussy in front of our kid, and what you're shaking, Amber's shaking her head.
Because that is annoying, but yeah, it's not like, oh, divorce. Like,
yeah,
it's not,
but
like,
I don't speak that way really ever in front of my child. I'm very, I'm not, people would
maybe
think.
Maybe not the P and the D word.
People think that I talk that way all the time to my kid.
Okay.
If they just see that one video.
Yeah, and you definitely don't. That's true.
Yeah, and honestly, if you're like, please listen to this podcast, share it with people, you can sort of get the background. But I, you know, Amber and I almost scripted this joke, and people said it was unscripted, but I was like, hey, Amber, you know, it's funny. I woke up with this little wart on my nose, and then you can make fun of me for that, because we do like to roast each other. But I did say, you know, a funny response to that, and I think a feminist response to that, and I think we talked about this, is that I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to say, oh, you know, well, if you clean your pussy, implying that one, I go down on you. I think we've talked about it.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
So
you
it was,
and me
it
have,
was scripted.
You're
it was
my
scripted.
Person, so you don't have to
it was
explain
100,
to me.
And yeah. So people have been calling me like a degenerate, a terrible parent. And
video?
Yeah, on that video, yeah. It's like how...
A degenerate?
Yeah, a degenerate.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I was
look
like,
up the true definition of a degenerate. Keep going. Keep telling the story, though.
I would say, I think that's just funny. Like, that hasn't... People would be like, oh, someone's making fun of your parenting style. Like, how could you speak that way in front of your kid? I would never talk that way in front of my partner. They're obviously not... Like, real feelings were hurt. And I think that...
A degenerate is an immoral or corrupt person.
Yeah, immoral. Yeah, so, like, evil.
You have no morals.
Yeah.
Because you said pussy.
Right. Mm. Right. So, I'm not bothered by that. Okay. But I can see how people would be bothered by that.
Oh, for sure.
Because for me, the more times you call me a degenerate, the more times you make fun of me, the better my video is going to do.
Yeah, that's true.
So I sort of...
I have heard you say like 3 times this week, it's like, I didn't take the trash out because I'm a degenerate. And I'm like, what? And now I'm seeing where that word might have came from.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah. And I sort of like seeing myself as a degenerate. Because in morality... means that you do not follow the standard set to you by like Judeo-Christian ethics from the Bible. Like that's when I like to consider myself ethical, but I don't see myself in terms of moral versus immoral. I love immorality.
Get
I think
it.
It's
okay.
one of the
See,
greatest.
This is you're spiraling. You're spiraling.
Yes, I love and may I am corrupt. I am corrupt. Guess what?
You're
corruption.
Not corrupt.
Corrupt is. I'm not like corruption in the. You know, white collar crime way. But yeah, I'm a little corrupt. I like to do a little dirty.
Yeah, well, I have a question. So are these people that when you see a comment like that, do you go see if they're following you?
No. I usually like it.
You've been trolling a little bit. Because, I mean, you know, what you do with your comment section is your business. I try not to interact with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to.
Unless it's like positive.
Yeah, so I think it's or I made a funny ironic video about, you know, not getting a PS5 or something,
mm-hmm.
and people were sort of taken aback by that, you know. But I sort of like the negativity because it affirms that I'm getting people's attention.
So you like attention?
I love attention. I think that's the thing about being an influencer is sort of takes some of the worst tendencies of humans and like a desire for attention,
okay,
even negative attention,
yeah,
and blast it, you know. So I have to be probably a little bit aware of that, because in that case now I'm like, I just want to make like negative content. I'm like, no,
yeah, don't,
but don't,
because it takes a toll on your mental.
Yeah, or but
like I like attention, of course, but I mostly
like
want to make people laugh.
Yeah, I want to like roast you and laugh at, you know. But that, and a lot, most people think it's hilarious, our dynamic, or me being dramatic.
Yeah, of course.
You know, people are like, oh, he's so dramatic. Or like, I get why they're together now, because he's so, you know.
Yeah,
like,
people
there's...
think I'm just like steamrolling all over you.
No.
But in reality, it's like.
It's pretty equitable.
It's pretty balanced.
So I think being an influencer, you sort of have to be aware of that and being like, okay, you know, how is this affecting my image, right? And mm-hmm. one way, I'm like, okay, I want to develop my own fashion and support companies that are ethical in making right decisions and paying workers right. So The Quiet Life is owned by a guy and his wife, and his son like works with him in his showroom, and mm-hmm. so there's an element of like, okay, this company is like paying people more equitably. They work with artists and designers locally, so that makes me super happy. So okay, support them. Now the other reason I want to get into fashion is because now people are noticing me. And I want to look hotter. I want to look better. And that's mm-hmm. where you got to be careful, because
yeah.
now your sense of fashion and self-worth is being put on someone else, and whether they like you or not. And then that starts to matter a little bit more, and that can sort of fuck with you, because if you rely on someone else for your self-worth, you'll never have self-worth.
Agreed. And so, you have to not put so much. This is what I'm really actively trying not to do. With very positive and very negative commentary
yeah.
on the way I live my life, I'm trying not to put any value judgment
yeah.
into that. Like, not one's
or
not
take value
anymore.
From that.
Take any value from that. Like, I like did. Do I think this joke is funny? I'm posting it.
Right.
I do think sometimes, you know, you and I differ, because like I'm here for the integrity of the joke sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think, I love you, but I do think that you're very like, oh, is this pissing people off? Like, let's take it there. Let's keep going.
Well,
that's not my tea.
I think for me, it's...
Like, you like a little controversy.
I like a little controversy.
That's your toxic trait, yes.
Yeah.
We've talked about this.
Maybe for multiple reasons. But I think that's something about being an influencer, or just even putting your things out online, because a lot of people are not influencers, and they put something and it becomes a viral video, right?
Of course, yes.
A lot of people, more people have viral videos than are influencers. So you have...
Yes, that's true.
You have all your friends are following you, but then you post something really funny that happens, and now all of a sudden you get all this attention on you, but it was one hit wonder. But then that could really fuck up your mindset if you don't, mm-hmm. if you're not doing that metacognition work of like, okay, how is this affecting me? And so that's something that I've never really had to think about in the same way until I started making my own videos and getting that attention.
Yeah, what do you think that's going to mean for your content moving forward? Because I think for my mental health, it helps for me to not engage in like what I'm calling the fanfic.
I've actually been turning off my phone completely.
Since when, Ben?
Since when you're not here. Like if I'm watching the baby and I post something, I've been turning off my phone.
Okay.
And then going and like doing stuff. So today you went and worked out, and then I took the kid on the walk.
It's so convenient that every time you turn off your phone, I'm not there.
Yeah, I do. Because
got you.
I mean, well, even when you're there, I leave my phone at the home many times. Like, you got your phone.
Sometimes
okay.
That's true. That's
yeah,
true.
Like I don't need my phone, so I have to bring my phone. But I
will
turn
say
it
you've
off.
Been on your phone a little bit more since you made your own page.
Oh, hell yeah. So my reading time.
You'll
usually
go to
I
the bathroom, and I'm like, dang, you've been in there 30 minutes.
I know
good.
It doesn't take
you
30 minutes to take
section.
A shit. Yeah. Well, sometimes it takes me 30 minutes to take a shit. My reading time over the weeks have decreased. I usually read about a book a week, so I've been reading a little bit slower, and that is not good. I'm really disappointed in me on that. So get off your phone, everybody, and read more.
Or maybe
and
just
I got to say that to myself as well. I got to say it to
you.
Myself.
Yeah.
I got to preach to myself.
It's hard. It's because it is so exciting when you're like, oh, people, like, I do want to see what people like that.
It's
everything
a serotonin like, release. It's
it
literally
is.
Like we are humans and we're primates. And the way we evolved is through social like interaction, social relationships. That's a good thing. But we crave it. That's sort of the negativity. And so we get that serotonin
you gotta
release.
Feed the beast, too, when you start. Because TikTok definitely has a way of like, oh, if you keep creating, like, I'll be good,
yeah,
too.
We'll
and,
keep,
and I'll put
we'll,
this video
yeah.
in front of so many people. Keep going. And so that's when I'm kind of like, I've just seen, you know this, Ben. I've seen so many creators, like, start making something beautiful, and then they'll get caught up in that comment section, and then that's all of their content.
Yeah.
And I just
like
do not
responding
want that.
To comments. Yeah, no, yes. no, none of that.
Yes, like this started.
I'm a do me.
Right, like this started as a page about like crocheting blankets. Like, why are you arguing with people in the comments about late stage capitalism? Like, this is not going to get fixed. And now, you know, has your strawberry blanket sold or not? Because I was actually interested in buying it, but you stopped making the tutorial videos. Now you're just arguing with people that are like,
yeah,
but is this sustainable fashion if we can't all get a blanket? Like, don't argue with these people, you know. That would just be my biggest advice to anybody out there who wants to start creating or whatever. Like, remember why you decided to do this thing. But you got a good luck on it for now, especially because you create with me.
Mm-hmm.
Or you've at least
I
seen me.
I had experience.
Yeah.
I have a little bit more
you
experience.
You had a nice case study.
Yes.
So what kind of content do you want to keep making?
It's stay-at-home daddy content.
Oh, I love that.
And maybe a little bit of stay-at-home DILF content, too.
Oh. Don't hurt him, Ben. Don't hurt him. Anyway, speaking of stay-at-home dad, we're going to move on to our next segment of the show, which is Imperfect Parent. And this week, the Imperfect Parent, which, I mean, we both are imperfect parents, but you win this week because, y'all, let me tell y'all something, okay? We had gotten to a really great point where Wout goes to bed at 6:30 p.m. We put her in her crib. She goes down. And then she's in her crib the rest of the night. So we have been starting the night with Wild in the crib. And then I've been waking up around 2 or 3. And who's in the bed next to me? Wild. So why don't you explain yourself? How is our child somehow getting out of her crib and into our bed, Ben?
Wild's turned into a straight up like ninja slash gymnast slash, you know, she's been able to hop out of the bed now. So her in the guest room that we have a queen size bed, but it's a smaller room. So her bed, her crib is right up next to that queen size bed. So what she's been doing, climbing up and out, jumping on the queen size bed, rolling off, getting off the bed, and then running to our room, climbing up on our bed because our bed is a little bit shorter. She's able to get up. I mean, I don't know how she does it.
Or there's another world where you're grabbing the doll in the night and putting her in bed.
Okay,
with us.
So I need to clarify. I did this week like one time because I was having a nightmare where these robots came and they needed, like, for whatever reason, the energy or the creativity of, like, little kids. So they somehow, like, possess the kids and put them inside these robots. If you ever seen Spider-Man, what is it, Across the Spider-Verse, there's a Spider-Man that lives, an anime Spider-Man, Spider-Woman, Spider-Girl, more like it, and she lives in this spider robot. That's sort of what happened in this dream. And in the dream, I had to, like, fight Wild inside this robot, and I had to, like, throw her down this building, and it was so traumatic. So I woke up, and to deal with the trauma, I relied on the comfort of my child. So I think, like, this was sort of a unique situation.
But this has been happening for a minute, Ben. So
I've been having lots of wild robot dreams.
So what are we going to do, baby? Because, like, I thought we agreed to sleep in our bed and she sleeps in the room. You convinced me to let her sleep in the crib. And now you've been taking her from the crib.
Right. If I was the one who did the convincing, I'm the one who's allowed to renege.
So what are we going to do tonight? Let's talk just about tonight, because that's not true.
I don't know what dreams I'm going to have tonight, Amber.
Then you need to get some sort of, like, coping mechanism that doesn't involve her.
If you got me a Chucky doll.
I'm fine with you waking up and changing her and then putting her back in the crib.
I'll cuddle the Chucky doll.
Because what I don't want is my big snoring ass to wake up and I'm on top of her. Because that this morning I woke up, I was like, what in the hell is in my elbow? Oh, my child's head. Like, I just didn't know.
But your elbow, first of all, I wake up inside your elbow. Anybody would wake up inside your elbow.
It's the most comfy. It's very warm. It's the most comfy.
Your elbow is fine. It's well lotioned. You lotion it up so well.
Well, I want my bows and my thighs to be for you in the night. Because you always, you know, you love to hop on the gram. Or speaking of influencer, you love to hop online and tell people I ain't been dicking you down. But I'm not going to do that if you keep putting her in between us. You put a barrier there. So you could have got some. But you keep
points are made.
You keep sneaking wild out her bed. True or false? It's a pass fail, true or false?
I mean, it's true. What do you want me to say?
I want you to say tonight, Amber, you're right. I gotta leave her crib.
You want me to do that? Okay.
So wait, what did we just agree to? Do you want to start co-sleeping with her again? Because I love her. I love her dearly. I just don't want to crush her.
I don't want to co-sleep with her. It's just,
and if you co-sleep with your kid, like, that's you, that's y'all's dynamic. But me and Ben reached a good point where we nursed her off the binky, done. We got her sleeping on her own, done. And now we're reneging.
Maybe because she's teething, she's waking up at night. I don't know. Yeah, I'll have to put her. Okay, so if she wakes up in the middle of the night, I'll change her diaper and then I'll just throw her back in the crib.
throw
alone.
Hit her head on the side of the bars and just, I'll stomp her and then I'll go to bed. Is that what I said?
That's what you implied. That's your baby. Favorite thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you'll be like, you're putting words in my mouth. Like, I say you implied it. You just can't sleep without your little lamb.
Yeah, but I would prefer sleeping with my bigger lamb alone.
I'm a fucking wolf in that bed, the way I snore.
Yeah.
You and her.
Wolves in sheep clothing, for sure, because you are a little furry. You got that cotton, like, delicious, like,
not cotton.
Right, like,
you just can't. Like, wool, cotton's wool. Too triggering. Well, of, I guess, of like, fabric, because, like, to say to a black person.
I know. I meant, like, wool. Because I thought cotton was lamb for a second. But
wool.
It's the plant.
He's like, whoa.
It's the plant. It's the plant that made America great.
Oh my gosh. I love snuggling with her as well. If you accidentally put her in the bed tonight, I ain't gonna make a scene. I won't. You ready to get in some letters?
Yeah, do's and don'ts of relationships.
Yeah, what's the segment about, Ben?
This is the segment where we talk about your relationships, not ours.
Yes, we're a mess.
You get enough of that. So we're going to give you some advice on these relationships. Make sure that you also comment on the YouTube. Let us know what you think about. What would you do? What have you done? All right, go for it, Amber.
So I got a short one, and then I got a messy one. So let's go.
Yeah,
to
we get letters from our listeners, so you can DM Fly on the Wallen, you can DM Amber. We'll read them. We'll see, and we'll try to help you out.
Yeah, as best we can. Here we go.
Can you just take that cord out? Because you keep on hitting it. The cord's fine. Yeah, take it out. Yeah, keep on knocking the shaking the camera.
Are we ready now?
Yeah, we're ready now. Go for it.
All right. Dear Amber and Ben, how far into dating did you both decide to commit? I've been dating someone for 3 months. We met on a dating app. And these 3 months have been really great. He's very kind, he's thoughtful, and we have the same interests, which makes our dates so fun. We're exclusively dating, but I'm wondering if by the fourth month, I should be like, you know, is you gonna ask me to be your girl or nah? LOL.
Mm.
So this is, again, you asked me to be your girl.
I mean, a weekend. I was desperate. I was pathetic. I was also rebounding a little bit. You were rebounding a little bit. So it was, you know.
You were, I mean, I was rebounding off of like a summer fling.
Yeah.
You were rebounding off of a relationship.
Yeah. So no, I think it was 3 months, maybe 4 months. Like, oh yeah, we're girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend,
you
boyfriend.
And me?
Yeah, I think it was like 3-4 months.
Okay, so we met, remember, if you remember, we met.
I remember.
Then we went on dates for like 2 weeks.
Yep, and then I.
And then you went to New York
for like
a month.
Yeah.
And when you came back from New York, you asked me to be your girlfriend maybe by that Friday.
Yeah. I think it was, I was with you for I think about a month.
About a month.
So maybe like 2 months.
And I'm pretty sure we had slept together by then too. Which
you said you weren't going to, but you didn't keep your word to yourself. You're like, oh,
I didn't keep my legs closed. That's great. But okay. So I will say that, and you famously asked me to be your girlfriend when I was puking in that toilet. Remember?
Yeah.
I was so drunk, and Ben was like, I'm still loving what I'm seeing. Do you want to be my girl
yeah.
or no? That's what I'm sure you said like
that. It was the
prettiest
puke I have ever seen.
What were some of the, because you asked me, so why don't you tell me what were some of the things that made you say like, because you had just gotten out of a pretty tumultuous relationship.
I think by that point, we had been broken up maybe for like 6 months.
Okay, was it 3, 4, or 6? Because you're back.
So like you. Like, we were officially not together for 6 months, but occasionally...
Yeah, we would sleep together.
We would meet up, yeah, for nuptials, like sex. Not nuptials.
Nuptials
like marriage.
Y'all would meet up to marry each other?
Yeah.
Why you started dating me?
No. By the time I dated you, it was cut off.
Right.
It was, yeah, it was cut off. I never...
You don't have to lie to me. You can tell me now. I'm in it.
No.
I'm with you.
She called me once. This person called me once when I was dating, when I started dating you, and I was like, "Nah, I'm good. I don't want to. No, I'm good." It's like I'm sort of seeing someone. It's like, all right, bye.
Thank God.
But yeah, there was never a moment where I hung out with this person when we were dating. I think I ran into her once with you in a liquor store.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was awkward. Okay,
yeah, and
so
I
tell
think
me.
One of your lashes was missing.
Yeah,
it
was like, we were like, got drunk the night before, and then yeah. we were like, let's just run in here to get some water. And then and she was like, hey, Ben. And I was like.
No, that was her friend who said that.
No, yeah. It was her. I definitely remember it was her.
Oh, okay.
I definitely remember, because I remember thinking like, oh, that's a bitch scorned voice. And you were like, hey. Anyway, what made you say like, You were in a relationship that was not that great.
Yeah.
Not super long before you started yeah. dating me. What made you ask me to be your girlfriend?
I mean, the whole package, right?
Start from the top, baby.
Yeah, it was everything. I mean, you were, one, you had your own friend group. You had your own job. You had a great roommate. You were very kind. You liked to chill. You were a reader. You really enjoyed a TV show. It introduced me to this TV show, Bob's Burgers, that I just loved. Every time I watch that show, I think of you. I literally cannot watch an episode without you because it's such
an
intimate thing that we did together. You were a teacher, so I knew like, oh, this is someone who knows how to work with kids. And I did want to have a kid in the future. At that point, so I was like, oh yeah, this is someone who can be nurturing and can work with teenagers. Like, that's huge.
The braids got you too, right?
Yep.
And then I took the braids out. You were like,
I mean, we adjusted. You yeah. You had a great singing voice, your musical.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I dated one person who was not musical. No, I dated two people not musical, and I can't. I can't. I could not date. I can never, if something tragic were to happen with us and we weren't together, I would never be able to date someone who's not musical.
I mean, I'm just like a loud ass singer too. So did you just think to yourself, like, how the fuck am I going to deal with this noise?
No, I loved it. No. I love your singing voice. I know I pretend like, you know, that it's annoying or whatever, because that's sort of, it can be a little cute, like, oh, she's doing it again. But, you know, it's like a way of flirting. Like, oh, she's so annoying, but don't stop it.
I think, you know, it's funny. So before we dated, I was like talking to this guy in college, like, because I was single for years. I was talking to this guy in college for like 10, 11 months, and I really wanted to be his girlfriend. I know. I was like, why haven't we made, like, make it official? Like, come on. Like, I want to be your girl. And so it was dating you that taught me, like, oh, man, like, if a man is interested or whoever is interested,
they'll make
like,
it work.
They're going to make it work. And you sensed that, too, when we first started dating. Like, you would try to, like, hold my hand when we were walking, and I'd be like, why are you holding my hand?
I don't want to hold your hand in a white neighborhood. I think you said something about that once. Like, I don't want to be, like, a target or something.
Yeah, especially early on, because I just didn't know. I had never, like, obviously I'd slept with a white dude before, but I'd never had a white boyfriend.
Yeah.
So that was a little uncomfortable for me at first, but
like publicly doing that.
Yeah, I don't know which.
But now you hold my leg in public. You crack my back in public. I hug you. You know, it's
Just I have no shame. And our public is becoming bigger and bigger as well. So I think you just really showed me that you were serious about me, and I think that. I don't know. I think if we started going into month four and you didn't ask, I might have lost interest. Or I might have assumed that you weren't interested.
Well, I think if this person wants to be, you know.
Yeah.
Like
initiate.
You initiate. Be like, hey, I'm going to start calling you my boyfriend. You cool with that?
Damn. How would you have responded if I did that?
I'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, sometimes women are just less shy than men. Sometimes men are less shy than women. It really depends.
Yeah, there's a little bit of gender play with being like,
right, yeah,
like wanting to be asked, because like, as much as I'm like, yeah, I'm the breadwinner, I did want you to ask to marry me. Want you to ask to be,
well, I would say that to the person, like, I want you to pop the question to me.
I'm right? The press.
Or you could just bring it up, be like, hey, when are you gonna ask me to be your girlfriend? Because
yeah, that's cute.
I'm ready.
That's
like,
super cute. Because
that's like giving them the power.
I think you should.
And then I think you should ask that question. So
yeah, best of luck with that. I say initiate, and maybe, who knows? Like, please write us back with an update on if, you know, he said like, yeah, you're my girl. Let's do this. Oh, I love so much. That was so beautiful, Ben. Can you hold my hands? Now onto the mess.
Oh God.
Dear Amber and Ben, I'm engaged to get married to my fiance, and I am still in love with somebody else. I don't know how to break up with my fiance, or maybe I should stay. What would you say to them to break it off? Let me give you the backstory. I met this other person a long time ago online before meeting my fiance. This is my longtime crush. I actually thought they were a catfish for a while until we met up in person and she was traveling for a job here in Houston. Before, she wouldn't give me the time of day. But after we met, we became super smitten, but nothing ever came of it, and we disconnected for a while, maybe because they were traveling for a job. During the pandemic, my now fiance and I were going through so many issues. We took a break and then kind of broke up, and then I started dating my longtime crush again. And in the midst of all that, I went to therapy to unpack individual issues and couples therapy with my ex-fiance to see if there was anything worth mending. So I think there was
Keep reading. Okay. Keep reading.
You're going to sparse it out for me because I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah, keep reading. Yep. Keep reading.
Okay. In the midst of doing all that, went to therapy, unpack individual issues, and couples therapy with my ex-fiance to see if there's anything worth mending. I was ready to move on. almost got into deep relationships with my crush, but my ex-fiance wouldn't let us flourish. She would pop up at my job with flowers, begging to get me back together. Then she went to individual therapy, etc., kind of showing she was a different person. I got super confused and ended up losing out on my long-term crush because I couldn't get my ex-fiance to leave me alone. So we ended up just getting back together. But during then, I cheated with the same person, so this old person. Then I told my fiance that I cheated, and she responded by proposing. I told her, yes, if I can get over my childhood crush. And then they announced that they were engaged, and the childhood crush blocked her.
Okay.
Sorry.
You do not, no one should marry someone that they don't want to be with. And you don't want to be with this person. So the first thing is you're going to have to break up with this person.
Exactly.
And whether you get back with this long-term crush you had is sort of up in the air. But the one thing you got to do is you got to break up with this person. And the easiest way to break up with anybody is to do things manipulatively so that they break up with you.
No, no. All right, Ben. Let's roll play.
Move away. That's the best way to break up with someone. It's like, hey, I want to move to this place, and you can either come or, and I don't want you coming with me.
Can I say a couple things?
Yeah.
Here come. Is the church ready? Are we ready, church?
Turn
to your neighbor and say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I think we as human beings sometimes have a tendency to dwell on the what could have happened because sometimes we romanticize love. I will liken it to buying an apartment, right? If you go to an apartment and you see it has all the things you like, it's got great parking, it's in a great location, new appliances. I didn't see it being a third floor walk up, but I'm willing to accept that. But what some people do is like they'll go see 20 apartments and then not make a decision because they're a little bit unsure. Mm-hmm. And then if they find out that this other apartment that they saw in the lineup is now unavailable, they're like, ah, that could have been my dream home. Like, we could have had everything in that apartment. I think people do that with dating a lot, too.
Mm.
So I would say, I think the first things first is I think you are romanticizing this relationship that could have happened with your longtime crush. Because earlier you said something about, like, we became super smitten, but nothing ever came of it. We disconnected for a while. There is a reason that y'all disconnected. I'm not saying that every misconnection is like, it's done. But people that I had formerly dated in the past, I've never dwelled on it. Like, there's a reason that I am with you. Like, you were sure about me. You've been committed to me. And in the past, people have been flaky with me. And so you can sit here and dwell on like, oh, I could have had this amazing life with John or whoever the fuck. The reality is, it's like, you could have had that life, but you didn't. There's a reason why y'all disconnected. But that does not mean that you have to have one or the other. Like, this long-term crush it didn't work out with, or your new fiance. It's not mutually exclusive like that.
Mm-hmm.
It did not work out with your long-time crush. Please stop romanticizing that relationship. There's a reason that didn't work, I think. Maybe y'all had incredible sex. That could be true. But don't you think, like, do you ever think about, like, when people are like,
I agree.
I've had a man come to me and say, like, Amber, you were the one that got away from me. And, like, when we were together.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I told you about that when it happened to you. I was like, guess who over here texting me? And I was like, what? Missed out? Like, ever happiness? Yeah. And I actually think he's married now, too.
Yeah.
But it's like, there was a reason we did not work, sir. Yeah. Like, maybe you didn't see my value at the time or whatever, but I am happy with the choice that I made in life. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, this person says that they're still in love with this other person, but they have a fiance. So the thing is, like, whether you, like, going back to what I said, even if you were to get back with this person, it's always going to be marred by this ex-fiance. So I understand this person is still in love, but it would be really hard to pursue either relationship now.
Correct.
And you're sort of in a difficult position to pursue either relationship. So I think you need to cut it off. You need to find a way to break up. There are lots of great, like, reality TV shows to show you how to break up with someone.
Break up with me. I'm your fiance.
Oh, right now, break up with you?
Yeah.
I would first make you
I'm willing to forgive your cheating. I don't care. I want to be with you. brought roses to your job.
Oh, wait. We're role-playing this right now?
Yeah. You are the person who wrote
it
to the show.
I don't love you, and I cannot be happy with you.
Oh, wait. But I asked you to marry me, and you said you said yes.
Because I felt pressured. And it's hard to say. It's you know. You've been with me for a long time. It's hard for me to say no.
Yeah, but sometimes you need to be pushed, like, when you're feeling that pressure. Like, you know.
Not by you.
You know we're the right people for each other.
No, I don't. I literally, when we're having sex, I'm thinking about the recent porn video I just watched instead. I'm not thinking about you.
Well, I'm okay with you thinking about porn while you're having sex with me. Maybe that'll spice up our sex. I want to be with you.
Yeah, but I don't want to be with you.
Why don't you want to be with me? I've met your family.
Because you're not fun.
I make it comfortable.
You're
I'm not fun?
No, you stress me out. When I'm with you, all I can think about is the next shot of alcohol.
Okay. That's mean.
You pushing me is mean.
Maybe it's something to do with you. Like, you're the one. Like,
sure.
It didn't work out with your ex.
Sure.
Didn't work out
it
with
does
me.
Have to do with me. And yeah, I'm okay with that because I will never be happy with you.
Can we get the check, please? That was horrible, Ben. I hate when people break up and they make it all about me.
I will never.
I've been broken up with before. Make it the shit about you because I want to marry you. I asked to marry you.
Yeah,
it can't be like you're
I
suffocating me. I'm not happy with you. You need to use I statements. You
I'm not
say,
happy.
I'm not ready.
I'm not happy.
I'm not happy, and I'm not ready.
But if you say I'm not ready, be like, well, I'm willing to wait until you're ready. No, just say I'm not happy.
I see what you mean,
and I will never be ready. And I will never be ready with you because I don't want this person to get twisted. Because maybe we break up, I find somebody who's neither one of these two people, and I fall in love, and I'm ready to get married then, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it is you. Like, I don't want to be with you. Because she doesn't. Or I said, or they. I don't know this person's gender, but they.
Both women.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it's literally you. It's not me. It's you. And I want to break up with you.
Damn. That's intense.
Sometimes
I mean,
intensity is all you need.
You even faking it just felt like, ooh. I mean, but you know what I will say? It wasn't unclear.
It wasn't unclear. You don't want to mess with this, like.
You don't want to mince words. You don't want to sugarcoat.
Yeah, this gray area, right? Because, and then block them on every single social media site that you have.
Oh, and I will also say, since you wrote in this letter, like, obviously the pandemic was a very trying time for many couples. But you said in here that y'all were struggling during the pandemic, and then y'all broke up, and then y'all didn't broke up. And I'm a firm believer in, like, if we broke up in the past, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Or, like, and I know a lot of couples aren't
break
that.
Up,
like,
stay break.
I feel like.
Stay broken. Break
Gabrielle
up, stay
Union
broken.
And Dwayne Wade, like, went on a break and then got back together. But I'm not that girl. I've never, like, we've never broken up. I don't want to break up.
Mm-hmm. No.
Good, because I don't want to be on the receiving end of that speech that
you
just gave. But
I would say it like that.
I know you would.
Like I'm no longer happy, and my happiness is the only thing I care about. And I, you know.
But I would appreciate the
my long-term happiness, because obviously there are moments where I'm not going to be happy in our relationship, right? But if you're talking about, like, consistent daily unhappiness, like, every single week with you, I am happy. There are moments where I'm like, oh, why wants to do this
dang happy right now? Dang, nabbit. Yeah.
You know, like, that's...
But most of the day you're happy.
Yeah, I would say... way more, like 90% of the time, I'm way more happy than I am. Probably even more, to be honest with you. But honestly, when I'm unhappy, I'm really unhappy. So maybe it balances. I'm joking. Yeah, y'all.
Same, girl.
I'm kidding. I'm super happy with you. But yeah, if, like that unsettling, sinking, like continued unhappiness. Even after going to therapy, it's just like, I've been reading, we can go into Shelfie, but I've been reading this book about living, like, people who get to live forever. It takes place in Hollywood, called The Siren Queen by, like, Nevo. It's amazing. It's really, I'm listening to it, and sort of a, like, a alternate history with magic of like Hollywood, and I love reading mm-hmm. books in the cities that I like move into.
Oh, I love that too.
Oh, it's so cool. And so it deals with like immortality a little bit, and the idea that I am not immortal, so I don't get to have a long-term life. So if I am in a situation that I don't feel good, or if I'm reading a book that I don't like, put it down, move on. If mm-hmm. I have a friendship that is not, you know, building me up and I'm not building them up, move on. If I'm dating someone that I don't appreciate and they don't fully appreciate me and we're just not working, move on. Life is too short. Like we are not fossils. Like we don't exist forever, right? Or even fossils. You know, we don't have 100,000 years. We're not immortal. And we have to be really careful with that time. Like, don't, we're here for a blink of an eye.
I so agree with that, Ben. Like, I think one of the saddest things I see is when people feel like they're stuck in a situation, in a marriage, at a job. And I recognize there are very real things. It's like, but we have kids, but all this. It's like, but there, for me, there is nothing worse than being stuck and being stagnant and knowing that a marriage is over and still just trying to pretend every day and knowing that a job is sucking the soul out of you and just trying to suffer through it. It's like, no, it is 2023. There are ways to be like, I would rather Instacart than like stay at this lifeless job. Like, I get it. Or you can just like put in a month's notice or something. But like, if you feel stuck, whatever it is out there, like, please DM me and say like, Amber, this is where I'm stuck in my life right now. Like, I want to encourage you to just like have a little bit of faith in yourself, because what if you get unstuck and it's beautiful? Mm-hmm. And so I know so many people like, and times that you and I have felt stuck, we made a pivot. Mm-hmm. I've been like, Ben, this is, I we do not like do my job. I want to be a comedian. How can we get there? Can I do it in 5 months? Like, let's get unstuck, because it is really, really sad when someone feels like, well, this is it. This is my life.
That's a great name for a podcast. Let's get unstuck. Let's get unstuck.
That's a fine name.
Yeah. Like a good name for this episode. Let's get unstuck. That's what we'll call it. Let's get unstuck. I'll write it down. Let's get unstuck.
I love that. No, I love that, because that feeling stuck is just like there is, for me, there is no situation that you have to just suffer through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are.
What is there?
I mean, I don't want to speculate like extreme circumstances, but I do there are moments in my life where I felt,
I'm not talking about like slavery and stuff. It's like, well, even Harriet Tubman, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like a job and stuff like that.
Yeah, there are certain like abusive relationships that people are unable to unstick themselves, and they need community. They need like other people to help them.
You know
unstuck.
What? There are situations like that, but I still don't believe they're stuck.
Mm-hmm. Maybe even like mentally, psychologically, individually, they may be. And that's where community comes in. And
correct.
That's where you have to find support either from family, best friends,
I
a mentor. Because there are times where I felt that I was powerless until someone showed me a way out. And so I think I want to be sensitive to.
Of course. I misspoke with that sentiment.
Situation.
But I definitely had a friend who was in a domestic violence situation, and it was like the help of all of us being like, you do not have to put up with this. Like,
and you have to hear
it. Call a car. We just want to make it clear, and you'll hear a friend or somebody. I would challenge those of you also like myself who are not stuck to pay attention when stuck people say certain things. Like when your friend is like, dang girl, like your man didn't take out the trash, I wish those were my problems. It's like, what do you mean? Like, those should be pretty normal marital issues. Like, what are you actually saying? Mm-hmm. Like, be a support to help people get unstuck. Yeah. Maybe it's like debt. Maybe it's the job. I'm like, girl, I'll be your reference, girl.
Yeah,
we got different last names. Write me down. You were a personal assistant to da 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 da, and I'll be like, girl, you remember that time you helped me style myself? You're a personal assistant. Like, we can finesse. This is the year of the finesse. Yeah. Like, you do not have to stay at some job or stay with some man or woman in this case that like just got you some roses. They're beautiful.
I mean, honestly, roses die.
That part. That part. Speaking of Shelfie, last little thing. I'm still reading Detransition Baby. I love it. Please read it with me. Detransition Baby by Tori Peters. I watched Merpeople on Netflix. I'm not sure if I've said this in the past, but I'm adding it to my list of things that everybody should be watching right now. If you just want some like uplift and something that's like a community of people doing something like very different, very niche, and just a beautiful storytelling. Yeah, it's a little fringe. It's a little out there. It's people who are underwater performers and they're mermaids. But it's so
these
beautiful.
People are, I love fan culture. I love Me when too. People are really, really into something in hobby culture.
Yes.
Like when But it's more than a hobby. This is an identity. This is something that I do. And for some people, they do it full time. Some people, you know, they're working other jobs, but they're trying to break into the industry of like mermaid
performance
and performance.
Yeah, and the performer in me is like, oh, I love this. I love just like
it's a great
If for those of you who are not familiar, Merpeople is on Netflix, and it's people that. You know, buy tails and go underwater and can do tricks and are training themselves to work in like the circus and Vegas. And,
these tails are like high fashion though.
Yeah,
the design, like the little.
You know, I love it.
Oh,
love it.
It's not like a mermaid tail on a toy type of thing.
Correct.
These things are very expensive. They take hours and hours to construct, and it's like do it yourself, arts and craft, but.
And Netflix does a really good job with like telling their individual stories of like how they came to love this and how this form of escapism has like saved their lives in a lot of ways.
Yeah, you know, those kind of documentaries have really shifted because there was a documentary about like Star Trek fans
and
it just made fun of them. I think it was called like Trekkies. It was not a good documentary. It's like look at these nerds.
What?
And so I think and sort of these fringe kinds of hobbies or interests, past documentaries sort of look at them, or even news cycles will be like, look at these stupid people, or like, type of thing.
Tickled and gave that energy.
Tickled, there
obviously was a little bit more.
There was
more
a documentary
like,
about
there was a dark
people
part
who
of
like
it.
To who like to get tickled or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of really treating this as something that is really powerful. And we've talked about this on before, and that still happens where someone did a focus on Brandon Sanderson, who's a fantasy author.
Okay.
And they did an author highlight, and the guy just made fun of Brandon Sanderson fans.
I don't like
that. And just, you know, there are parts of Brandon Sanderson I don't like. I think there are elements of his books that I don't like. But there's
like
a reason why he's
take.
Really...
There's not a new take. There's already so many people making fun of mermaid people. So, we don't need that.
Yeah. So, this, they treat it seriously. Like, let's look at this... you know, different kinds of hobby and this different kind of way of, you know, a career and creativity. And let's take it seriously. What is it providing? Right.
Yeah.
Let's look at Star Trek fans seriously.
Yeah. Right? I love that. Because it's like, I don't understand. So I want, and it's not for me to understand, but I want you to get me as close to understanding as possible.
Yeah.
And so when you hear about these individual people's traumas and stuff and just like their stories of how they found the water, it's like, oh, that's so relatable for me with my thing.
Yeah.
So I'm loving it. Please watch Merpeople on Netflix. I was a fan. And if you're a mermaid out there, I would love to hear from you. Please.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Please. I want to be friends with a mermaid. I think I just need, that's something that just makes sense in my life. Like,
agreed.
To have a friend that's like a siren. I love it.
Awesome.
Anyway, that's our show.
That's our show.
We did it.
We
oh my
did
God.
It.
You were telling me how you knew I was the full package.
Oh, yeah. You still are the full package. And the package has only gotten bigger and like better.
The package got bigger?
Yeah. And no, we're not going to go down that way because big is good.
Big is amazing.
Big is bad. And bad, like a baddie. And better.
She a baddie, she knows she a 10. You like that Ice Spice?
She's a bigger baddie, and she knows she's a 10.
She's a bigger baddie with her bigger baddie friends.
She's a bigger and baddie. She's a bigger baddie.
All right, I love you. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
You know they're from TikTok, because those laughs keep you coming, because they're wilding all the time. Before Wild throws a tantrum, listen to our silly anthem, because they're wilding all the time. Don't swap while Amber squats and does her dance to please her plants. And Ben reads books while serving looks. Wild is wildin' all the time. Fly, fly, oh to be a fly. Fly, fly, come and be a fly on the wall. Leave.
vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Fuel your team with Total Coffee from Staples Business Advantage. Our comprehensive program offers no upfront cost brewers, installation, maintenance, and supplies. Plus, our incredible selection of coffee and beverages, including our new Pick-Me-Up Provisions brand. We handle everything from finding the best brewer to providing ongoing service, all at no cost with your minimum monthly spend on breakroom products. Visit staplesadvantage.com/totalcoffee to get started.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.